to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday again. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. You can listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing. So you can podcast, but you can also listen live. Why is that? No matter where you are and what you're doing. And I forgot to tell you my biblical question for this week. Thank you, Nick. The biblical question, what is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? What's the distance between you and Jesus Christ? Amazing question. Really, it really is. And I'm not just saying it. And so back to the, you can podcast the show, but you can also listen no matter where you are. If you're like a priest from San Diego and you're going up to the courthouse and telling them to let the illegals go, you still can be listening to the show, priest, while you're on your way over there and while you're waiting for the judge to tell you to be quiet. By calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And then, Mr. Priest, when you get back to the Vatican, you can watch it on the podcast. Amazing, huh? No matter where you are. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday.
Got to be the truth, and the truth got to come from the Bible.
That's the anchor baby. It mess. But we take all call, but because we love the Christians, And then Christians need a little bit more time on air because it's difficult communicating with the Christians because they're so into the Bible. And while you're asking them about or responding to something they said, they're just in their way with another scripture. And you're like, what the? So we love the Christians, so we made Thursday Bible Bumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
Oh, are you ready? Are you ready? I don't feel your faith. Are you ready? Are you
ready? If anybody asks, what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, and running for my life. What the? We need John. They tell me where to sit. Right? More. So did y'all move the camera or something? Okay, I'm talking to myself here. It's the truth that will make all of us free for those who want it. Yeah. You got to want it. Otherwise, it's not going to interfere with your life at all. Sometimes it might give you a little warning, but it's not going to interfere with you if you don't want it. The truth is, unlike evil, evil imposes on you. The truth has to be invited. And you shall know the truth. And it will make you free. It really will. But you got to want it. And it's interesting how growing up, especially nowadays, I don't know if it's so much in the older days, in the good old days. But nowadays, you've been told what to think, what to believe, how to believe, when to believe. If you don't believe, you become an outcast. And the one thing that I notice about most human beings, does not want to be an outcast. I want to be a member of the club, or I'm not going to live. I want to be a part of the group, or else. They cannot stand alone. And until you, and don't make, you can't make yourself do this, right? It won't be real if you try to force it. It has to come naturally. Until you're able to stand alone, you're never going to be able to travel alone on this journey of overcoming. And there's a whole lot that you got to overcome and don't even know it. You will not know the depths of what you need to overcome until you start to overcome. But you got to get on the journey, that straight and narrow path that only you to take by yourself, men and women, ladies. There's not one man on this earth that can take this journey for you or help you take it. You got to do this one on your own. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. I have a biblical quote for you. Well, I think it's biblical. It makes sense. There is nothing noble in being superior to your fellow man. True nobility is being superior to your former self. Ernest Hemingway. That's so deep, I don't know what to do with it. It's so deep, I don't know what to do with it. There's nothing noble in being superior to your fellow man. True nobility is being superior to your former self. Ernest. That's what you look like. He white. He is so right about that, I don't know what to tell you. But finding someone who's willing to become superior to their former self, it's like looking for a needle in a haystack. Because they love false love, but they love themselves as they are. That's a deep statement, right? From Ernest Hemingway. There's nothing noble in being superior to your fellow man. True nobility is being superior to your former self. Every human being wants to be superior to somebody else. And you can always tell an inferior person, they say, this person is superior to me. The white man is superior to the point deep in their soul, they call him white supremacy. Hell to the king. They believe white people are superior to them. White people don't believe that, but they believe it. And now there are people who believe, and it may be true, that Donald Trump is a king. They believe it so much they had a major rally a few days ago around the country, hail to the king. And as I said yesterday, Donald Trump never called himself a king, but they do because they see him as king. He doesn't see himself that way. Donald Trump knows he's his former self is the only thing that he's superior to. He's over that. But the world call him king. And then they'll say when they're out picking it, they'll say he's a king. He think he's a king. He never said that, but they said about him. And when they write history, they're going to say Donald Trump called himself a king. Donald Trump never called himself a king. They call him, and that's what they did with Christ. They call Christ king, Lord, and everything. And then they wrote in the history book, Jesus called himself a king, and then they worshiped him. And he never called himself that, and they made him into a king. They made him into a god, and then they said he called himself a god. He never called himself a god. The people did. The people made him a god, and then they say in history, they say he said he was God, so he is God. And he never said it. Think about that. They're doing the same thing to the great white hope, Donald Trump. They're doing the same thing. They're doing it, and they're going to write in the history book the day of Hell King. Remember when they all rallied, they're going to say he called himself a king. And the next generation will believe that Donald Trump called himself a king in the same way that the next generation and generations believe that Christ called himself a king because the people call him that. I rest my case. Christ never called himself a king. Christ said, you're his brother. He said, what I own, you own it. You're the inheritance to what I have. Think about that. My land is your land because of the Father. But yet, they say he's king, and they write in the book that he was king. He was God. They say he was God. There's someone that is called the smartest man. Well, according to Facebook. According to Facebook, Young Hung King, H-O-O-N, James Hung.
It sounds like Hung.
Hung, Young Hung King. That must be a Chinese name.
I would tell you to ask your producer, but I don't know if he's trustworthy on pronunciations.
In my ears, he's telling me Yong Hoon King.
There you go.
Yong Hoon Kim, noted for having an IQ of 276. Is that high? That's a high IQ?
That's at least double most of us.
What's yours?
I think Lin Yan Chin told me I'm around 117-ish.
Who?
Lin Yanchen.
Oh, he did a test on you?
He just observes and reports.
And who is that? He's like one of a Yao Hong King?
He's a regular supporter of your show and mine.
Oh, thank you. Oh, no wonder.
Right.
That's nice.
But he estimates his own at 72.
At 72? At 272 or 72?
072.
And what is yours?
He thinks I'm like 117.
Why he think that about you?
Because I'm pretty smart, I guess. But I'm like a midwit. That guy is 276?
Yeah.
They That's said like triple.
They said in this report, Yang Hoon King, Kim, noticed for having an IQ of 276, currently the highest ever recorded, recently shared a powerful declaration. I believe that Jesus Christ is God. This is him, quote unquote. I believe that Jesus Christ is God, the way and the truth and the life, quote unquote. So that means every Christian is a 276. All the Christians believe that. All the Christians believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the light, and God. So everybody's a 276.
That's not how it works.
What do you mean?
IQ has little to do with specific beliefs, I think.
Well, he said that he has the highest IQ, and he made a powerful declaration, which all the Christians make powerful declarations.
Is he Korean?
I don't know. Does that sound like a Korean name?
I think so. Kim, right? I don't know.
He made, because his IQ so high, he made a declaration that he believed that Jesus Christ is God, the way, the truth, and the life, according to this Facebook post. And so that means every Christian.
That's Twitter. That's X.
Facebook.
Oh, well, that looks like an X post to me.
How you know?
I don't.
It is a tweet that he has. But I was just reading from the Facebook post first.
Ah.
And so that means that every Christian IQ is 176.
That's a low IQ comment.
What do you mean?
Because that's not what that means.
Oh. Well, it says he has the highest IQ ever.
Nice. And if we all believe the same thing, then we can have that IQ too.
Evidently. All the Christians believe that Jesus is God. This is a tweet. Kim tweets. Where he made Kim's tweet. Where he made this statement. From X.
Yeah, on his profile, it reads right here, Young Hoon Kim, as the world's highest IQ record holder, I believe that Jesus Christ is God, the way, and the truth, and the life.
So all Kim did was read the Bible and repeated that. That's what it's. Right? What?
I don't know if he should have been saying, as the world's highest IQ holder, I believe that.
Because that's every Christian. They all believe Jesus Christ is God. All y'all got a high IQ. A high IQ. The highest in the world ever recorded.
Nice.
Here's his explanation of God and the afterlife. Watch this from X.
In this video, I would like to share my idea, my thoughts about afterlife. I think our consciousness continues beyond death, definitely. Our consciousness is not just brain activity, but it is something deeper. Science says that when the brain stops, then our consciousness disappears. You believe this now, but quantum physics says that information never disappears. Never. It only changes in forms. If our consciousness is quantum information, it may continue after the body is gone.
I couldn't tell you that. What?
That means you got 276, Jesse.
Oh, there's this meme where the high IQ person, the really high IQ person, and the really low IQ person, idiot, say the same thing, and then the midwit says, "I don't know, that's true."
This is the midwit meme. There it is. What you're looking at is an image. That curve, that bell curve you're looking at, is the bell curve of IQ across the population. Most people fall in the middle, average.
That's Hake in the middle.
and then the extremes, the really low IQ and the really high IQ, of course, they fall at the extremes. They say that the really low IQ and the really high IQ generally agree with each other, and it's really just the people in the middle that endlessly argue about little details.
The low IQ is Jesse, and the high IQ is Kim, the Korean.
I can't tell y'all that.
And then us midwits are
I'm with Hake in the
stupid.
Middle.
Because consciousness and the brains have nothing in common. The brains just tell the body how to function. And so, of course, when you die, the consciousness, whether it's dark unconscious state or light unconscious state, stay alive and just go wherever. Ooh, he really got a high IQ. What?
I do wonder about IQ and whether what value it is. I feel like people may overestimate the value of IQ because they are atheists at heart. You know how you talk about how anger makes people stupid?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who confuse it with IQ. The stupidity of anger with the stupidity of low IQ.
Oh, yeah.
You could be low IQ, but as Lin Yin Chin says, supercharge your IQ or something like that. Work it on overdrive. Because you're calm. You're at peace. Anyway, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, amazing. So, this man had IQ way up there. 176.
You know how blacks are so violent per capita?
Yeah.
A lot of times people chalk that up to low IQ and low impulse control, whatever that is, but low IQ. But I don't think that it's necessarily because of the low IQ.
It's not.
I mean, the major factor that pushes it over, like you say, is anger.
100%. Kim gave an example of quantum information not disappearing, but changing form. Watch this from X.
For example, like computer data stored in the cloud, our consciousness may not be trapped in the brain. Quantum entanglement suggests that our consciousness is part of a bigger system beyond the physical world. Some scientists and philosophers believe that our world may be a simulation created by a higher dimension of being, which I believe. If this is true, then the death is not the end, but a shift to another reality.
That's in the Bible. The Bible says that death is not the end. No such thing as death. When are we going to get to his high IQ? Or is this it? What the? What?
Nice.
So, what is quantum?
I looked it up, and it's something like the smallest unit of existence of something or something.
The smallest use of the brain.
I don't know. I looked it up, but I couldn't really In the context of physics, it refers to the smallest discrete unit of any physical entity involved in an interaction.
And what does that mean?
I don't know. Whatever.
So,
it's like the smallest piece of anything that can't be broken down even smaller.
So Derek is saying quantum physics is the science of the very, very small, the tiny particle that make up anatomy. I mean, atoms. Atoms like electron and protons.
Photons.
Photons. So that really helped me understand it, Derek.
You have to have high IQ to understand.
I need 276 IQ for that one. What a mess! Here's one other quick thing. Speaking of Jesus being God, right? This is from NLT. What's that?
New Living Translation.
Is that a new Bible?
Yes, 1996.
Every time they write the Bible, they change it.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the New Bible. Philippians 2:5-6. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God. This is from the New Translation. Though he was God, he did not think of... I don't know what that is. And what does your...
He did not think of equality with God as something to cling to.
Oh, you can see it up there?
Yep.
What does it say?
Though he was God, footnote, there's a footnote there, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to.
But in the real Bible, it doesn't say, though he was God. What does it... King James Version say?
King James says, though he was in the form, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And then it goes on and on.
But this new Bible thing, NLT, said, though he was God. What a mess!
Other translations say, being in the form of God, or having the nature, he was... having the nature of God.
So if he had the nature of God, that means he got somebody else's nature. But if he was God, he would have his own nature. Go figure. High IQ. So, Kristen, y'all IQ higher than what you thought. It's 176.
276.
I mean, 276.
Which I didn't think that existed.
It doesn't. Because these guys are dummy. Unless 276 means dummy.
IQ doesn't relate to whether you're a dummy or not.
Oh, it doesn't? So, if...
It
so,
just means that you can see and recognize, I heard, I don't, maybe it's not just, but I heard that IQ has to do with seeing and recognizing patterns and what the situation is.
So the people who are fighting against the Great White Hope to deport illegal aliens who are criminals because they broke the law to get here, are they operating on a high IQ or a low IQ?
IQ has little to do with it. It has to do with whether they're sensible or not. And IQ doesn't make you sensible.
So what's the IQ?
Intelligence quotient.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Ask Nick. Nick looks like he, well, I don't know if he knows, but.
Nick looks like he has a high IQ?
He does have the highest IQ of anybody in this office.
Even higher than Billy? I know it's
well,
high.
Well, Bill, I don't know, but.
Are
but
you saying
Lin-Yan
that
Chin
Nick,
estimates that Nick is the highest of the crew here.
Are you saying Nick, a high IQ is higher than Billy? I want you on record.
No, I'm not saying that. I don't know.
I didn't think so.
It might be. He's a quick study.
I want to have you on record so I can play this to Bill.
Don't tell Bill. I'm not scared of Bill.
You also said you're not afraid of a ghost. I got to take a break. When I come back, your phone calls. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. The Hake, you see his high IQ? How much is your IQ? According to Lin Lin Chin?
According to Lin Yin Chin, 117-ish.
How much is Nick's?
I don't know. 135?
Oh, so
150?
The Hake Report has a high IQ, and you don't want to miss this show. It's amazing. Right after my show at 9 a.m. Pacific time to 11. And then at 11, the other guy with the high IQ. And it's on record. I think that James said that Nick's high IQ is higher than Billy, the engineer. Fight, fight, fight. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. And last but not least, support us on social media. Support us on social media. We're on rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson, cozy.tv/JLP, JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, pure.net/JesseLeePeterson. Like, follow, ring the bell, and do all that other stuff. Subscribe and check out our merch, jesseleepeterson.shop, rebuildingaman.com. All right, let me go to Jeremy, a first time call out of Texas. Jeremy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Speak up a little bit.
Hi, Jesse, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
I wanted to just find out, what's wrong with the blacks nowadays.
What do you mean?
Meaning, why are they so, eager to do evil? They seem like whenever they get a chance to do evil, it's like they come alive. It's like they all like to group in and you can see
Jeremy,
it in their
hold
eyes.
Hold on a minute. Jeremy, hold on. Your phone sound muffled. And I'm going to let Derek work with you on that, and then I'll come back to you. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, Josh.
Yes, sir. I was calling for the biblical question, man.
What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ?
It's the same distance between me and a homeless bum on the street.
Meaning what?
Meaning that Jesus was just another man. And, he said, don't call me. Why do you call me good? It's not me that's doing these things. It's the Father. So we shouldn't call him good. We should shouldn't judge him as good or judge him as bad. He's just another man.
So Jesus is the same distance as a homeless bum on the street to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the way I see it.
And the reason you say that again? I'm sorry.
Because when, Jesus, you know, the guy, somebody had called him good.
Uh-huh.
Someone called him good master, and Jesus corrected him and said, hey, why do you call me good? It's not me doing these things. It's the Father in me doing these things. I'm only the Father is good.
Okay.
So that means he's not good, you know, I guess.
And so how far is the homeless person on the street from you?
Not far at all.
Nowadays, you're right.
Yeah, I got a rough haircut right now. I'm looking kind of rough. I kind of look like, if you saw me in person, I kind of look homeless right now, literally.
What?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Josh, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
All right, no problem. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Yeah. Amazing. Let me go to the first time caller out of Georgia. Trenton, a first-time caller.
How's it going, Jim?
Trenton, you're on the air.
All right. I heard you talk about how you say you don't think racism exists.
Right.
So what's your take on that? Why don't you think racism exists as evil as it can be?
Because there's the word racism is just made up. It's a made-up word in order for the traitors of the blacks, like the civil rights people, so-called civil rights people, and now the black politicians, the liberal white politicians, they use that word to keep black people angry. And in order to control them, that they may get money and power. And so it's just a word made up. The real problem with all human beings is a spiritual battle between good and evil. And all human beings who has anger are evil, and those who are working on overcoming, they are becoming of good. It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing. I'm sorry?
I'd agree with that, but you got to think, that's a dangerous output that you're putting out right now.
What do you mean?
That's dangerous to the community. It's dangerous.
What do you mean?
If you keep making people think, if you make people think that it's just good and bad, then white people won't get to the root of the problem.
And what is, you know, what do you mean by that?
That is poverty. You know, we got cops killing our people. You know what I'm saying, Jesse?
You said you got cops killing your people?
Cops killing our people. We in poverty.
Trenton, let's go back to a little bit, and then we'll come back to that. You said it's dangerous for people to know the truth?
Know the truth.
Truth that is not racism, but it's spiritual. You saying it's dangerous for people to know that?
No, that ain't dangerous. No. Good and evil is a different thing than racism, because racism is a problem we gotta fix at a surface level. You know what I'm saying? Like, once we get to racism, then we can worry about the good and evil. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. But how can you fix something that doesn't exist?
That's the thing. Racism do exist. That's the fact. The problem. It does exist.
And what's your proof that it exists?
What's the proof that it don't exist?
Where's the proof that you believe that racism exists, right?
Yeah, I believe racism exists. Of course,
And where's your proof?
I see it firsthand.
Where's your proof?
My proof, my friends at school, they had trouble getting jobs because of their skin. They can't get hired. There's tons of proof of that.
And
talking about Jesse, come on now.
Let's take it one step at a time. You said your friends at school could not get a job?
Yeah, they can't get a job. That's the problem.
Why not?
Why they can't?
Uh-huh.
Because of people being racist. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Jesse, come on now.
How do you know that's the reason?
How I know that's the reason? Because
yes.
I had plenty of friends come home talking about how they can't get a job because people who be hiring are the preppy white folk, and all they see is that person. They're like, I ain't gonna hire this person.
How do they, how, when they tell you that, what was the proof for them?
Rated proof? Uh-huh. Because everyone sees color, Jesse. That's the problem. If they see color, they go and judge. And
so
most white people
do you see color?
Hell yeah, she color. I see color in you, Jesse.
And do you judge?
I think it's time for you to come back to the, you know, come back to the dark side with us. Come on.
Let me ask, so do you it's judge?
And do I judge? Hell yeah, I judge the white folks.
So, so you judge the white people?
Yeah, just a lot of people.
And
so, I can't
and that's
be
why you people. Think that they judge you?
Yeah, they did. That's the thing. That's the thing, Jesse. We
but
we on the low call.
Tell me to prove.
They're hiring us so not personally, not within, because, you know, I'm a strong person. I got a lot of strength. But I'm talking about in socially, they're in a high pedestal. So I can't be racist. That's the problem.
You said that. Repeat you that. I'm sorry. You said what now?
I said that they're on a higher pedestal.
Who
and
does?
So the white folk.
They have a higher pedestal?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, in society, they have advantages that we ain't got.
Like what?
You got to understand.
Like what?
Like them getting jobs easy. And honestly, I'm tired of the whole rhetoric about black people having trouble getting jobs and they're scared of jobs. If you really think about it, Jesse, and I know you a deep thinking person, think about it deep now. The thing about it is, if you think about it, we are in ancestral debt. And what that means that our ancestors are being beaten down and worked so hard that it transfers us.
So you have poor, you're in debt?
I'm in ancestral debt. All so black people.
So you are in debt?
Yes, I'm in debt.
And why are you in debt?
Because think about it, our ancestors have been worked so hard that when you communicate with your ancestors and you see how hard they be working. It affects you. You want to rest for them, Jesse.
Trent, you were able to communicate with your ancestors?
Yes.
How do you communicate with your ancestors?
I talked to them, you know, like in the mind. You know what I'm talking
about? You talk to dead people?
I mean, You can definitely talk to your ancestors, Jesse.
Trenton out of Georgia, first time calling. You talk to dead people?
My ancestors, they are dead, yes.
And you talk to them?
Of course I do.
And do you see dead people?
If you talk to your ancestors, Jesse, I swear you'll come back to your senses. That's the problem with you right now.
Trent,
you had to touch
Trenton,
people.
Trenton, and so do you see dead people?
No, I don't see them. I feel them, Jesse.
So you feel dead people?
Yes, Jesse, I feel dead people.
And how? I don't mean to lie. What does that feel like, dead people feeling? What does it feel like to feel a dead person?
I don't like the way you're wording this, Jesse.
What do you mean?
I like to be respect right now. Come on.
No, I'm serious. I'm laughing, but I want to know, you talk to dead people and you feel them. What does it feel like to feel a dead person?
Hold on one second. I'm looking at the chat right now. It's got soul grown, talking about I'm being mocked.
But listen, don't worry about chat. Get away from chat. We're talking, man. Don't look at chat.
All right. You deserve yourself a report. But go ahead. Ask one more time. Sorry about that.
Okay, stop looking at chat. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Stop looking at chat, man. What the? But let me ask, so you talk to and you feel dead people, your ancestors, dead ancestors, right?
Yes.
And so what does a dead person feel like? What does that feel like to be feeling a dead person or dead people?
They give me strength. They give me strength.
But
how
can the dead give you strength? When Christ said, let the dead bury the dead, how can they give you strength?
by this feeling, Jesse. You just understand. You just understand that they watching over the rooftops. That it's like, keep going, keep fighting. We understand the problems you be facing. Just keep going.
That's what the dead people tell you?
That's what my ancestors tell me, Jesse.
Right, but your ancestors are dead, right?
Yeah, they did.
And so they tell you to keep going, keep going. Keep going where?
To keep fighting.
Fighting for what?
Fight for justice. For peace. I said fight for justice and peace.
And what is the justice and peace these dead people want you to fight for?
Man, for us to just be at peace, be able to, start our own businesses, be at peace, get jobs, not have to rely on looting. Because you understand, when people loot, when black people loot and riots, I hate that people call the black people looting terrorists. That's disrespectful. Because what looting is, Jesse, is people trying to get back what people never said that they deserve. When people are looting, people call it stealing. It's not stealing. It's getting back what they never got.
Is it right for the blacks to loot and steal people's stuff? Is that the right thing to do?
Yeah, to white owned corporations. I know they've been.
So it's right for the blacks to rob and steal the white?
It's not stealing, Jesse.
Okay. So it's right for the blacks to rob and take the white man's stuff?
I mean, hey, they got plenty full of that stuff. You know what I'm talking about? But when it comes to us,
they have plenty.
We got as much as they do. So sometimes you just got to take in your hands. You know what I'm saying?
And so because the white man has plenty, it's right for the blacks to steal it?
It's not stealing again. It's not stealing. It's just taking back. Realistically, taking back.
It's taking back what?
It's taking back what we never got. I mean, here's the thing. They brought us here. It's like if you're gonna bring us to y'all country and then let us go free without giving us any guidance, without giving us any like know-how how to do stuff. It's like, where do we go? Where do we go?
But the white man did not bring you here.
What you trying to say?
The Arabs sold you. The blacks in Africa sold you to the Arabs, and the Arabs transferred you around the world.
Jews, I heard it was black people bringing us here, Jesse. Right. I don't know who brought us here, but we got brought to the white people country, and they didn't give us no guidance. You understand?
So let me ask this, and then I got to run because of time. So your ancestor told you, your dead ancestor told you, here are my debts, and so I'm putting my debts on you, and now you're in debt?
I'm talking about more so energy. It's like their energy was so depleted, Jesse. It was so depleted that it transferred to me. All the energy that they excelled, they didn't have to give. So all that negative energy is now being brought up on the black folk.
Just to be clear, really, I just want to understand. Your black ancestor died and they came back to you and told you, I'm passing my debts on to you.
Hey, if they could control it, they definitely could. They definitely would not give me debt.
No, I'm telling you, your dead ancestor told you they're leaving their debts onto you.
Like I said, they didn't want to give it to me. It just happened.
Right,
the dead ancestor came
and they had all these debts left over, and they gave them to you.
That's how it happened.
Give me an example of the debts that your ancestor came back in the dead and gave to you.
Energy.
They gave you the debt of energy? The debts of energy?
Yes. The debt. The debt of energy, Jesse.
So the dead person have energy or they have none?
They have no more. They're in negative. That's why I'm having to repay that. And that's the unfortunate truth. That's why it's so hard. That's why it's so hard for me that to just have the energy to actually get a job.
So do you have a job?
Hell no, I ain't got no job.
And you don't have and you're 28 years old?
Yeah, I'm 25. I'm living with my mom, and it's hard.
You live with your mama?
Yeah, I live with my mom. That's why I'm trying to be quiet. She's sleeping right now.
She's sleeping? Is it like 9 o'clock over there or something?
Yeah, she's sleeping right now. She ain't got.
And that's the thing. What's stopping you from going out and getting a job?
The white folk.
Georgia, don't you come out here looking for a job?
Yeah, I come out looking for a job. It's hard.
And the white man said you did not give it to you?
I never had it personally. I had my friends do it. It just discouraged me. I'm like, I just can't do it. You know, why would I waste my energy for something that I know is going to happen? You understand what I'm saying?
How do you pronounce your name?
Okay, my birth name is Trenton, but my friends call me Treyton, T-R-E-T-O-N.
Oh, okay. But Treyton, let me tell you this, or Trenton, if you want a job, I promise you, you can get a job. Your friends are lying to you. You need to think and do for yourself and not what your friends are telling you. Because do you have a criminal record?
Are you trying to give me a job? You said
no, not me. I'm telling you. Let me ask: do you have a criminal record?
I don't got a criminal record.
You never been to jail?
Never been to jail.
You never been to jail?
Nah.
And why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Because I live my mind. I don't go outside with all them white folk kids. I don't go outside with all them corrupt cops, pigs.
Did you finish high school?
I didn't finish middle school.
Oh, you didn't finish high school?
Nah.
And why not?
I mean, like I said, ancestral energy debt. You got to look into it.
What did that have to do with you finished high school?
Like I said, my energy is just depleted. Why? I wish I could.
Let me tell you this. Because of time, let me tell you this. Oh, where's your father?
My father?
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen him since 8, Jesse.
Since 8 years old?
Yeah, I haven't seen him since I was like 8 years old.
And why not?
It was never discussed. I never really talked about it too much.
And why not?
It's just I don't have too many fond memories of it. I'm just like, hey, might as well just hang, you know, might as well just say, you know, I don't know this guy. He's a deadbeat. You know what I'm talking about?
Let me ask, do you want real energy? You want some energy, real energy from God. You want that?
Of course I do. Because I want real energy.
You
but
gotta,
down,
well, here's how you get the energy. You gotta drop your anger.
Drop my anger?
Yeah. Hold on a minute. Can you hold?
Well, I gotta go, Jesse. I gotta go to bed. I didn't go to bed yet.
You been up all night?
Yeah, I've been up all night. It's about 10 o'clock.
You use drugs?
I don't wanna go into detail.
Oh, okay. Call me back when you can.
I'll call you back.
But drop that anger so you can have some real energy, all right?
I totally disagree with
the way. I'll be back in a moment. Hate news, not the freight news. That's what the enemy. Back in a moment, 2 more hours to go.
You. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
It's some serious mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, June 19th. Happy Juneteenth. Happy Make Black People Feel Special Day. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. You can try calling in every so often, okay? Just in case a line opens up, you can call in repeatedly. It doesn't matter to us. You just get a busy signal until a line opens up. Call in as you hear JLP wrapping up, or every so often, just to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. But it is hate news, not fake news. And Women's Forum is tonight, ladies. It's the third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. So I do encourage you, ladies, only join Jesse and your fellow woman, your fellow man, woman. At the Women's Forum, it's so cool. I mean, I know that the men's forums are, so, and I hear that the women's forums are great as well. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. Happy Juneteenth, says Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. Although the Trump administration, our greatest president, has attacked, righteously attacked, that so-called diversity, so-called equity, so-called inclusion efforts, Juneteenth remains, unfortunately, I guess, right? Because it's a delusion, a federal holiday. Now you know that is kiss-up culture, right? As such, many Americans will have the day off. There's even these news outlets, these little bitty news outlets like the far-left female-run outlet, The Skim and The Morning Brew. They took the day off to commemorate the end of slavery in the United States. What a mess, huh? Like that's something to celebrate. So there's banks and there's a whole list of things that are going to be open and some that are going to be closed. Meanwhile, real news, real things happening. War. Is that real? Israel and Iran. 1 week after Israel's unprecedented attack on Iran, the two countries continue to trade strikes. They're hitting each other's hospitals and stuff. It's crazy. Or something. In Israel, Israel's latest wave of missiles damaged a hospital in the southern city of Beersheba, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Pardon me if I'm butchering it. As well as several high-rise buildings in Ramat Gan, just east of Tel Aviv. Wow. Iran's state news agency reported the principal... 65 people injured, by the way, at least. And Israel's emergency services said that. Israel's state news agency reported the principal target of the missile strike that damaged the Israeli hospital was a nearby technological park used by the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces. So they weren't trying to hurt a hospital necessarily. I guess they're explaining whatever. In Iran, 40 Israeli fighter jets struck the inactive Arak, A-R-A-K, nuclear facility about 155 miles southwest of Tehran, during the, that's the capital of Iran, during a series of overnight raids about 155 miles southwest of Tehran. The facility reportedly not seriously damaged. In the skies above both countries, civilians who remained above ground could see the anti-aircraft fire intercepting even more missile attacks. Wow. So Iran has an iron dome kind of like Israel does? Interesting. Cool. Not that it's really called that, but I'm sure that they have stuff that shoots down missiles or whatever. Anyway, elected officials have been detained in recent months. At least five elected officials, scum of the earth, have been arrested or confronted by police for protesting unrighteously our greatest president's sweeping deportation efforts. New York City comptroller, whatever that is. I'll have to look it up again. I forget what it is. And mayoral candidate Brad Lander, arrested in Manhattan's immigration court on Tuesday. Alex Padilla, so-called senator from California, his first Latino elected to the Senate. Was he elected or appointed? I guess he was elected, CNN says it. forcefully removed from Christy Noem's little thing. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Destiny Peterson. It's the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. The biblical question. What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? What's the distance between you and Jesus Christ? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. You can support it, and I encourage you to do it. Help us to help others. Even my enemies, help us to help others. You may not like it, but at least love somebody else and help us to help them, all right? Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-BARN. And you can podcast the shows if you're running around this morning and you just don't have time to sit and watch. You can do it. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad no matter where you are. No matter where you are. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday, and every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord! He's jumping so fast.
All right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, shut na
na na na. Shut up.
Running for my life. Amazing. I love this quote from Ernest Hemingway. Hemingway. There is nothing noble in being superior to your fellow man. There's nothing noble in being superior to your fellow man. True nobility is being superior to your former self. True nobility is being superior to your former self. I want to know, I talk about forgiveness all the time. And the way to perfect peace is through forgiveness. You got to forgive first. Admit that you're wrong and forgive your mother. Every human being on earth must forgive their mothers and their fathers. Your mothers have all mothers. It doesn't matter how rich, how poor, how whatever color, and whatever part of the world they live in. You got to forgive your mother. And you're not going to do that until you admit you're wrong for being evil. You're evil. Anger is evil. And once you do that, you will enter into this new place. There's a new kingdom. But no one is going to enter that kingdom as long as you have the spirit of your mother, which is not her spirit, but the spirit of evil. All who are born of the mother must be born of the father. It must be spiritual. And you got to forgive. You are not allowed to judge anyone for any reason. There's never a reason to be angry. Nothing in your whole life can happen that it should make you angry. And if you had forgiveness, you would not ever get angry again. Anger separates you from God, whether you believe it, accept it, or whatever. Anger separates you from God, and it keeps you away. It's not going to change until you forgive. So I want to know, this is from ABC 7. Would you forgive these boys? A 13-year-old boy with autism was left with a broken jaw after three teens punched, kicked, and robbed him, according to the police. Why is this from ABC 7?
Tonight, a 13-year-old boy is recovering from a broken jaw. The young boy, who has autism, became a crime victim all because some teens wanted his sneakers. The brutal attack happened in Harlem, where police say three teens punched, kicked, and robbed him. Tonight, his mother is talking to Eyewitness News reporter Lucy Yang.
I know what y'all did wasn't right, but I love them, no matter what, because they still a child of God. I'm going to cry.
A Harlem mother torn tonight between forgiveness and justice. Last Wednesday, her 13-year-old son, who is autistic, was innocently coming home from school when a group of teenagers surrounded him and started punching and kicking him here on the corner of 134th Street and St. Nicholas Avenue.
To my Yeezys.
They grabbed his shoes and Nike mask and left him fearing for his life.
White supremacy, they say. Here's the one more sound bite about the injuries of the boy. Watch this.
His jaw is now broken in two places. We're told the metal plate in his mouth is permanent. They're waiting to learn if the rod will have to remain as well. The seventh grader left on a liquid diet. Two front teeth were knocked out. Worse yet, he lost his sense of independence.
Is he scared to go outside?
Yes, he is. I got to go with him. At first, he would love to go outside by himself, but now he don't even go out with his sisters. He'll go with somebody.
The day after the attack, police arrested two young boys, ages 16 and 15. The mother tells me the violent teens recorded the attack and posted it on social media, which may have led to their swift arrest. Detectives still looking for one more teenager while the victim recovers at home.
Black excellence. Amazing, huh? Would you forgive? Or would you be angry? Would you forgive? Or would you be angry? One other quick forgiveness. Would you forgive or would you be angry? ABC is reporting a babysitter arrested for allegedly abusing three young boys in her care was arraigned on Wednesday. Why is this from ABC 7?
From the Bronx Special Victims Unit to right here, the Bronx Criminal Courthouse, such was the travel day today for 24-year-old Lakeisha Jackson. Her attorney here at the courthouse told us that his client will plead not guilty to four counts of assault. But according to prosecutors, this was a babysitter that was hired to care for three children. And according to investigators, instead,
She abused them.
Did you hit those children?
The long arm of the law finally caught up with Lakeisha Jackson. After weeks on the run, police tracked down the 24-year-old former babysitter and arrested her on charges of assault and endangering the welfare of a child.
Drop him. Drop him.
Crimes captured, police say, on a home security camera. Jackson emerged from the Bronx Special Victims Unit this afternoon and said nothing to reporters as police whisked her away to an arraignment. The Bronx District Attorney issued an arrest warrant for Jackson following the release of the disturbing video. Investigators say the video shows Jackson using a belt to beat three children under her care, ages 2, 4, and 6.
Mace, I wonder did her mama beat her like that. Now, that's what black mamas normally do. They beat you. Interesting. I remember we played this story back, but I didn't know it was her because they didn't show her face. ABC Jackson Bales was set at $75,000, and she's due back in court August 12th. Nick, not gonna play that one? Oh, no soundbite. My bad. No soundbite. My bad. Thank you, Anchor Baby. Anchor Baby doing right. I'm wrong. So ABC is reporting that Jackson's bail was set at $75,000 and she's due back in court August 12th. You know what? If these mothers had love for their children and they would stay home and raise the children instead of going to work to try to get their ego thrill, ego fulfillment, these kids wouldn't have to have someone else to watch over them. If the mothers love them, but mothers do not love children. They don't love their children. They get more of a thrill going to work and working so hard and just being so tired. And the people at work say, you are such a good worker. Here's a trophy for you. Oh, you such a good worker. We're going to take you out to lunch. That thrill is better than the thrill because the thrill of not your children not appreciating you doesn't work. So I blame the parents. If you're not going to stay home and raise the baby, don't even get pregnant. Don't make a baby. What a mess! Would you forgive her? Or would you get angry? 888-7753-773. Let me try Jeremy again. The first time call out of Texas. Jeremy, let's try it again.
Jesse, how you doing?
That's better.
You can hear me now?
I can, but it still sounds muffled.
I got an old phone, Jesse.
Okay, yeah. Okay, go ahead. Let's work with what you have for a minute.
It's a pleasure speaking to you. I'm a longtime listener. Before, you know, I was into the black thing. I would listen to you and be like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But after I woke up listening to you, I was saying, you do know exactly what you're talking about. And you're right about being able to see through people and being like, you know, they're in a house with the blinds drawn.
Yeah, stay close to the phone. And are you black, Jeremy?
I am black, yeah.
Okay. Why didn't you see that in the beginning? Why did you think something else was wrong with the blacks?
In the beginning, I didn't think anything was wrong with the blacks. I thought they were okay. I thought they were right. But then one day I realized, you know, I was listening to you. I was like, right, there's no such thing as racism. These things are right. And I did see that, you know, when you wake up, blacks attack you. They try to destroy you. They build an army against you. Everything you said came to pass. I couldn't believe it. Everything you said came to pass. And they seem to not know that they're doing that wrong. Like, you spoke to a caller that was saying there was nothing wrong, it seems, with shoplifting. It's like they don't know. They're so involved in their emotion that they don't see that what they're doing is wrong. Just because you feel emotion about something doesn't make it right, you know?
Yeah, just think about that. Your young man think that, and like a lot of blacks, they think that it's okay to steal the white man's stuff because their ancestor had to work hard. That's all made up to deceive these people.
Yeah, and they don't know the ancestor. They never met
right.
them. They never spoke with the ancestor. They don't know the ancestor from a hole in the wall.
That's true. What a mess. But
yeah,
I was about to get to that young man's issue because he didn't know his father. He hasn't seen his father since he was 8, I think he said. His mother's sleeping at 9 a.m. in the morning. It's a lot more going on in his life than what he realized that's holding him back.
It would appear that way. But what I didn't understand, I didn't think you touched on this one. I didn't know once you wake up and you search for the light, I didn't know how to protect myself from the blacks, because other blacks seem to be able to sense that you've woken up, and they instinctively, like, they attack you. And I didn't know how to protect myself from that. It's like they could instinctively tell that you have the light or you're searching for the light.
And so how are you dealing with that now?
It's kind of rough. It's kind of rough. I try to stay away from them. People say, you know, you think you're white now, or you don't know, you're like a sellout in a way, but not really. You just come to your senses and know that no one is stopping you from getting a job.
Yeah,
no one's out to get you. The only people that's calling me the N-word are ever black people. The only people that I've seen that try to attack me are ever black people.
Are your parents black immigrants or Americans?
My parents are black immigrants.
Oh, okay. Well, black Americans, but most, they don't like black immigrants either, because black immigrants tend to come to America and they do well for themselves. They go, they educate themselves, they get businesses, they find jobs. And the blacks, rather than learning from that, they say to the black immigrant, you think you're better than we are. You think you're white. They attack you because of your success.
Yeah, that's actually true. I've seen that with my parents where they've gotten that, and I've gotten that as well. But they seem to get so violent. Like whenever there's a disagreement, it's always violent. Oh, there's no ever intermediary action. It's just straight to violence.
Well, that's that spirit of evil. It's the spirit of jealousy. It's the spirit of fear. It's the spirit of evil. That's all they know. Because when you have no love, you are a very violent person. And so that's all they know. But as soon as they start, and some do wake up, all that starts to disappear. But they just can't see because of the anger. And they've been lied to by their black politicians and black preachers and white liberals. They've been lied to in that anger. And they're blaming it on everybody but themselves. They just cannot see.
I think where it really starts is when you said that the mom has the anger.
Yes.
You're very right, because it's the mom that would tell you, the cops are out there to get you.
Yep.
You better listen to me. I'm your mother. They really do set this in you. So I do see where men have absorbed this reaction. Even that emotional action, it's okay to steal. Because, as a lady, sometimes they don't get consequences if they do things not the same way a man would. So they do things emotionally. But
yep.
A man faces consequences. You face harsher consequences.
But very
blacks,
good point,
they're mostly led and raised by their mother or grandmother. So they absorb this emotional response to things. That's why they're so reactive. Usually, a lady get reactive, she's not going to do any real damage. But a man, he do massive damage. It can kill somebody. It can really harm somebody.
Because anger doesn't work well inside of the male's body. It's not natural for a man to be angry. It's unnatural.
Yeah,
the anger
is
more
right.
natural for the woman to be angry than it is for the man.
Yeah, sometimes the mom will attack you too, especially if you look like the father. If you look like the father, it's over for you.
Absolutely.
It's over for you if you look like your father. So I do understand what you said, that they hate the father, because their god is the devil. So they instinctively try to attack that spirit in you from as early as possible.
And so the way to deal with it is don't be angry at them. They cannot see. That doesn't mean you don't speak up. It doesn't mean you don't protect yourself from it. But don't be angry at them. They cannot see. They're asleep. They know not what they do. Because most black people don't know that they resent their mothers and grandmothers and or the grandmother because they've been told that mama is king. I mean, queen. Mama had to go through everything. Your mama raised you. Your old daddy wasn't around. And so they think mama is queen. And she is queen, but she's queen of Satan, of evil.
Yeah. And then you get angry. You get angry at the man. And then when you talk to him when you're older, you realize he never did anything to you. What you were experiencing was actually somebody else's feeling.
Yes.
He's never done anything. He didn't. You're right, he didn't leave you. You weren't in a relationship with your father. He was your father. He's always your father. But yeah. If he leaves, you know, it's the mom. So, yeah, you're right. I did experience that with my own father.
Yeah.
When I got older, I realized, oh, you know, you never harmed me in any way. You never did anything to me.
That's right. That's amazing.
And as soon as I was ready to come back to my father, he accepted me with open arms. It's like I never left.
Fathers love their children. It's the mother that they can't handle. German, thank you, man. Amazing. I appreciate it. Get a
thank you, sir.
Get rid of that Obama phone, man.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
All right, buddy.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
All right, same here. Thank you. Bye. Super chat. Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Samantha, three coffees. Oh, no, I already read that one from Samantha. Thank you on the answering the biblical question. These are yesterday's.
Thank you, Samantha.
Eric says three with three coffees. People say we're dating because if they said we're casual sexing, it would bring attention to the irresponsibility of the behavior. Dating is a word used to escape the truth and remain unconscious in your illusion, asleep, dead in the hell of the imagination. Wake up and overcome.
Amazing. Thank you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mrs. Adventure, thanks Jesse Lee Peterson for everything. She says, presumably she, on pilled.net.
Thank you, and thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
And Tyrannosaurus Rex, itchy, itchy, scratchy, scratchy. Unpilled.
Thank you.
Eli P. says, Miriam Adelson donated $100 million to Trump. The Chews already have their puppets predetermined. The proof is in the pudding. Trump is a Jesuit actor.
What?
It seems like a disjointed chat, but maybe I'm the ignorant one. The Eli P., thank you.
Thank you. I clearly don't understand what you said. Maybe you can make it clear by calling 888-7753-773 or make your super chat a little clearer because what he just read doesn't make any sense to me. But thank you.
Pastor Chatelet with a 111 gold pills. July just feels white.
July is white history month. Don't forget to text, tweet, zigzag. Tic-tac. What do you call it? Tic-tac.
TikTok?
Tic-tac. Or go on True Social and ask Donald Trump to recognize July as White History Month. This is our eighth year of celebrating White History Month. And get your T-shirts by going to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Amazing. Thank you.
Eli P. with another. People voted for Trump. He says, because mass deportations and no more wars. He betrayed his gullible followers, just like January 6th, a true Pied Piper / Judas goat.
What do you mean by just like January 6th?
Oh, a lot of people pretend that it's Trump's fault that he told the January 6ers to go riot and go into the Capitol.
And he believed that?
Yeah.
This person didn't vote for Trump then.
I don't know if he did or didn't.
And how has Trump betrayed him about war?
He hasn't betrayed him about wars.
But so what do you mean? Did he just say he did?
But people are saying, oh, he's going to do this Iran war.
But how do you know what he's going to do until he does it?
I didn't vote for him because of those things.
How are you going to be mad with him before he does it?
And he's trying to do the mass deportation.
He's doing the right thing. Oh, amazing. Thank you, though. Thank you, yeah.
Thank you, Eli. Elijah, shout out, and the Nate Ers, and Games for Rec, Greenwall, Misty, Wolf336, thank you all for the support on the DLive crew as well as the Lemon Givers. Very nice.
Shout out. Oh, amazing. Thank you all.
Mr. Pink, biblical question answer. That was from yesterday. Those were.
Oh, what is the distance between you and Jesus Christ?
Distance is a measure of separation in physical reality. Jesus resides in my heart through the Holy Spirit as the Comforter. He also resides in heaven, which is the non-physical realm. So in more ways than one, the answer is there is no distance between myself and Jesus.
Oh, amazing. I'll put my two sisters in on Sunday. Are they saying that Jesus is the Comforter, the Holy Spirit?
It looks like it. Through the Holy Spirit.
What does that mean?
As the Comforter. The Holy Spirit is the Comforter, and Jesus is, comes through the Holy Spirit or something.
What does that mean?
Ask Mr. Pink.
Uh-oh, Mr. Pink, make that, I don't know what that means. I'm not saying you're wrong or right. I just don't know, understand it. Thank you, though.
Anthony on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App. Would Christ overturn the tables today in the temple?
I doubt it. But thank you, I don't know.
Gregatron, Jesse, just a heads up, Chad O. Jackson's releasing his new documentary, The MLK Project, this fall. Chad's going with this instead of Uncle Tom 3. He's the Uncle Tom 1 and 2 guy.
Yes.
Can you have Chad O. Jackson back on your show before it comes out? That would be great, please, and thanks.
Chad was in the Uncle Tom 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Right? A smart black man. You got to say black man. Black, very smart. I can't wait to see that. Amazing. Thank you.
Jameel.
Nice suggestion.
On buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, biblical question answer, says Jameel.
What's the distance between you and Jesus Christ?
I didn't think much of this question at the beginning, but after taking some time to think about it and looking at my life, I think the distance is that Jesus knew exactly who he was and assured in all his ways. I'm getting to know myself, and the more I overcome, the closer I get. Nice question, says Jameel.
Thank you, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I got to stop there.
We'll read more later, guys.
We'll pick up later. Thank you all. Amazing. Let me go to Cora. Cora out of Michigan. Cora, you're on the air.
Can you hear me okay?
No.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Well, you're responding.
I'm responding because I can't hear you.
Can what? You hear me okay?
No, I hear you fine. Well.
Okay.
Fine or well.
So then. I was...
Fine.
And well.
So I was thinking about doing like a, what is it called? Counseling session with you. But I realized that asking this on the air could really help other women that might be a little uncomfortable talking to you about this. So I figured that I would just do it for me and everybody. So,
okay.
I'm not like, I don't really read the Bible ever. I just, if every time I get into the Bible, for some reason, I get anxious. Like, it seems like there's so many do's and do nots, and it starts making you feel like, well, like Jesus came for freedom. Like, as soon as I start reading it, I'm like, I feel again like tied down to something, like I'm not free. So I just try not to get into it, but I'm really, really curious. I just got married and I live with my husband, and as like, you know, that comes with like sexual activity, which is something I've always been curious about, even as a little girl, and like what God sees as okay. And I was especially curious about like sexual things while a woman's on her period, and I was doing so much research about it, and it was just bringing up like the Old Testament and this and that and the other thing, and it was just so much stuff that like I'm like, I don't feel free reading all this, because it's just like there's so many things, and I feel like I'm not getting a clear understanding and like what God sees as okay in that sense. And I'm like, should I read the Bible? Should I listen to my heart? Like, I'm needing some spiritual guidance in this specific realm, and I know a lot of other women are also feeling the same way. So I guess my question for you is like, how should I go about this in my marriage?
How should you go about reading the Bible or sex?
Well, just like, no, I guess kind of both, honestly, but mainly mainly just like sexual activity within marriage, and like if I should be reading the Bible on that, and like
so
I was
be
specifically
reading the Bible while you're having sex.
No. Well, no.
Hold on for me. Hold on. Okay. Quick break. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Folks, welcome back. Get your merch. Get ready for White History Month. July is White History Month. Get ready for it. Get your merch for White History Month and any other month. We have amazing merch, including Punch's Coffee, but we have t-shirts and mugs and hats and Punch's Coffee and Amazing Tar Baby, everything there. Go to JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop or RebuildingAMan.com/store. All right? RebuildingAMan.com/store. And the ladies' forum is tonight, ladies. For ladies only. At 7 p.m. Pacific time. Come on down, ladies, every third Thursday of the month. And those meetings are hot, meaning that the ladies are working hard on themselves, and they are powerful. And so come on down, ladies, and then get your free copy of a newsletter. We have this newsletter we put out every 3 months or so, and it's no cost to you. If you like a free copy of it, go to RebuildingAMan.com and request it. RebuildingAMan.com, tell them where to send it. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. All right? Oh, amazing. Let me go to back to Corey. Corey. Cora.
Hello.
Cora.
Hi, I'm here.
You need to relax. You're taking,
I figured.
You're taking things too seriously. You're in your head. If you want to read the Bible is just a roadmap back to the kingdom of heaven inside of you. So pick it up, read for a minute or so, put it away, and don't believe what the thoughts and mind telling you about what you read. Just relax. It's not a big deal. So don't make reading the Bible a big deal. And there's nothing wrong with reading it as long as you don't read it to remember. Just read it, put it down. And then as far as sex, you got married and your husband and you're going to have sex. Keep it simple and don't make a big deal of that either. Why are you making a big deal of everything?
I think it's still stemming from... I honestly don't want to guess, but I think that I obviously don't want, like, this was my thought process, and you might be right about that with me being in my head, because I thought, like, well, should I ask these questions to either you or the internet to make sure I'm not, like, doing something that's, like, abomination or something, like, within sexual activity? Like, I didn't I didn't want to like cross boundaries with me and God when it came to that, but I didn't know. So that's why I looked it up. Like, I'm not trying to be too serious. And I feel like me looking it up in the Bible or asking you or looking up on the internet is being like, it's not letting me be free in my marriage.
But why you got to look up about sex? You're now married. Lay down and have simple sex with your husband and go your way. Why is that something you need to look up or wonder about or anything?
Well, because specifically what started it is I was on TikTok, and I know you're the kind of like, oh, like, don't believe everything you see on TikTok, but it was a Bible, and the verse said, do not have sex while a girl's on her period. And then that kind of like,
But that's common sense. You don't already know you should not be having sex when you're doing your monthly cycle?
Not really. I mean, it made sense,
but... So you don't know that you should not have sex while your period thing is going?
I did not know that, no.
Why not?
I mean, it kind of occurred to me that maybe it's like not like... I don't know. I just didn't... That's why I looked into it, because I figured, well, I don't know, so maybe let's see.
How old
but
are
then
you?
It was 20.
But why wouldn't you know that while you're bleeding, you should not be having sex? Why you wouldn't know that?
I don't know. I feel like it occurred to me in a little bit of a way, but it just didn't all the way. I don't know why.
You say you're married? Like it,
yes.
What did your husband think about you?
About that specifically or
no, about you? The way you think and the way you act, what does he think about you?
He would probably say to not trip about this and to let it go.
No, forget about the sex thing for a minute. What
okay.
does your husband think about? Is it easy for your husband to deal with you or not?
I would say so. I think when it comes
you
to spirituality.
So, it's hard for him to deal with you?
No, I don't think it's hard for him to deal with me. Oh. I wouldn't say so.
And so when you ask him about these things, what does he tell you?
He would definitely say to relax and not worry about that at all and just live life. This is what we're married for. We have the freedom to do whatever, so stop tripping. Like he would.
So why don't you listen to him rather than going to the internet?
Because I feel like if I am not looking at the Bible or like trusting something spiritually, how do I know if I'm making the right choice?
So why don't why would you trust somebody on the internet but not trust your husband?
Because he didn't read the Bible, so he wouldn't know.
He would know. Did you ask him?
I think I said something like, or he told me that it's probably not a good idea, but we did it anyway. But I should have listened to him the first time.
Corey, here's like what I read. Corey, stop putting your business out there.
Okay.
Stop doing that because people are laughing at you. They're talking about you. They think you're insane. Stop putting your business out there like that and talk to your husband.
So is it okay for me to, like, just trust him on that? Or do I have to, like, look it up on
but
the Bible?
But that's not even
something?
A big deal, though. You're making a mountain out of a molehill.
That's mean to. I'm just trying to do the right thing.
Okay, here's the right thing. Keep it simple.
Okay.
When you have sex, you and your husband have sex, and go to bed. Go to sleep. It's not a big deal. But at least talk to your husband about these things. Stop going online and putting your business out there. People are evil, and then people will take your business and they will laugh at you. They'll talk about you. They'll make because they get evil people live off trying to hurt other people. Stop putting your business out there like that. Talk to your husband. Where's your father?
back at his home. I don't know.
Why don't you talk to your father about these things?
Actually, that kind of fell through. My dad, I had to block my mom. Left, I forgave them, moved in with my husband, blah, blah, blah. And then I had to block my mom because she wouldn't stop sending me, like, messages like, I love you. And I told her, please stop all that. I didn't want it. And
right.
she wouldn't. So I told her, Mom, I'm going to have to block you now. And I did. And then after that, they took me off their insurance. And then my dad sent me a message that said, we're not like going to come around anymore. And that if I have to text him, I have to text my mom in the same group chat, which she's blocked. So I,
what a weak dad. Say, like, when,
yeah. So I can't really talk. So can you see how I'm like curious?
So do you trust your husband?
I do. I think so, I just want to make sure I'm not going against God by trusting him with something that the Bible might say it's different.
I don't know what you mean.
Like if I ask my husband, which I do talk to him about this stuff all the time, I always like to check and double check on like either the Bible or with you.
Why do you doubt yourself so much?
Because like if I didn't check, what if I'm like going against what God has written?
Don't
and,
worry
you
about
know?
What God. God be fine with it. God got you.
So don't be like looking up everything to see how to do it.
No.
When to do it.
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's because that's not freedom. Like that's
right.
Not
that's
being free.
Enslavement. Don't do that.
So when Jesus died for our sins, like he allowed us to now live freely, not according to like exactly what the Bible says and everything like that.
Right.
Okay. Well, that was what was in my heart. I knew that I should just let it go. So when these things come up in my head, like, oh, should I look this up if I should do this or not? Should
Don't
I just
it.
Let it go?
Yes. All okay. thoughts are all lies okay. all the time. Relax.
Yeah.
Stop listening to those thoughts. Okay. They're driving you crazy.
No, definitely. And I think looking it up like constantly and trying to figure out is like another form of like the devil working through me.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I am. Well, morning and night, yes.
Stay with that. Stop trusting those thoughts so that you can overcome them. They're not true, all right? So relax and don't do what they tell you.
Okay, and also you said the Bible is written in our hearts too.
Right.
So like we don't have to physically be looking at it in order to like discern what works for us or not. Like I don't
not
feel like it's
all.
A black and white.
Absolutely.
I don't feel like it's like a black and white right or wrong. I think it's more so like if this resonates with you and you feel okay about it, then do it. And if not, then just simply don't do it, you know?
Well, here's what I recommend. Because of time, doubt every mm-hmm. thought. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Except the ones about,
okay.
you know, you want dinner and you're going to
yeah.
buy a car. Practice stuff. But doubt all those other thoughts. Stop doing what they tell you to do.
Yeah, and definitely stop looking things up on the Bible and this, that, and the other thing, because that drives me crazy.
Yeah. So you're
okay, and
married
I'm sorry
now,
for putting
right?
my business out. Yes, I am married now. I just got married.
Oh, okay. Congratulations. So at one time you moved
Thank
in
you.
With your boyfriend, right?
I did, and after that we grew like a tree, and next thing I knew we got engaged and then married, and now we're just living
right
the dream. So,
just relax.
But I just think that...
Just relax.
Sorry,
and just relax and let those thoughts go. You'll be fine.
So no restrictions. Just live freely. Let it go. Don't look things up and doubt every thought.
Well, I don't know what you mean by no restriction and all that.
Meaning like just like don't like constantly be thinking like, oh, you should do this. You shouldn't do that. Like
no.
Stop getting into all that.
No, just stay present and do what's in front of you.
Okay. All right.
I wish you well.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Maze. Maze out of Dayton, Ohio. Maze, you're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Maze.
It's been a while since I talked to you.
Amazing, huh?
Oh, it sure is amazing. That's why someone let me hate you. But
what?
Anyway, that's why something won't let me hate you.
But you've been loving me for years.
It's about 30-something
yeah.
or more. But that's not why I called. How long has Juneteenth been in existence?
Too long.
Huh?
Too long.
When did it start?
I don't know.
1865. They've been celebrating for that long in Texas. Started in Galveston, Texas. So what's the difference between, since some people don't try to find out or educate themselves on something. So in the ancestors that you were talking about earlier.
So let me just ask about the Juneteenth thing. For those who don't know, according to reports, slavery ended at some point, and a handful of people in Texas didn't know. And when they finally found out, they start celebrating, and that's why they call it Juneteenth. And so that they start celebrating it in 1866?
65. So what's wrong with it?
Did they celebrate it in 1855? I mean, 1865?
1865, and they've been celebrating in Texas ever since. What?
They've been celebrating since 1865?
Yes, they have.
Where?
In Texas, where it started.
They were celebrating it then?
And they still celebrate it today.
How come the world just find that out about it? If they've been celebrating...
Because it was not in the history books, and if you didn't live there, you didn't know.
No, that's not the question. How come the world just finding out they celebrated if they've been doing it for that long?
Because some people didn't know about it. It's just like they just had an anniversary for the military, 250 years.
Amazing, huh? That was amazing.
That's amazing. But why are they celebrating that?
So you comparing some stupid...
No, I'm not comparing it. I'm saying a holiday is a holiday. It just became a holiday when Biden did it. So...
What?
When Biden made it a holiday, some people got upset because of jealousy and envy.
There was a young lady from Galveston who lived there, and yes. She said that it's not She said that it's not a big deal.
No, she said, what are they doing? They having a parade just like they did with the anniversary of the Army 250 years ago. And the ancestors, were they ancestors that did that 250 years ago? And they were celebrating.
I didn't even know they celebrated that long.
Well, didn't they celebrate 250 years last week with the tanks and all of the evil stuff?
Right.
You know,
yes.
Only they had a parade and did all that stuff.
Enjoy that parade?
I didn't even watch the parade.
Why not?
Because I didn't want to.
Why
and
not?
I had I had the right to not watch it or watch it.
Are you a patriot?
No.
You're not a patriot?
Not that kind.
What kind are you?
I'm a patriot for God.
What?
Man has no room.
Man, your phone is tripping.
Oh, it's tripping now?
No, it's better. You're not a patriot?
Yeah, they have no reign over me to tell me what I need to look at and what I don't need to look at.
No, I'm asking you, are you an American patriot?
No. Because I don't see nothing to be a patriot for.
And you didn't even bother to watch the parade?
No.
Do you believe that Trump is king?
No.
Why not?
Why do I have to believe he's king? Because somebody said so?
What do you think about the people?
Because I know what a king looks like and what a king does. I don't believe he's king.
What do you think
king
about
what?
What do you think about those people?
Only thing he can be king over, Jesse, is the black pleasers, the wiggers, and the people that don't have no sense of humor of what's going on in this world.
What did you think about those people who celebrated calling him the King Day?
Well, that's those people. I was not doing it, so you can't look at me. For those that did it, they did it because they wanted to.
Are you aware that they celebrated King Day all over the country?
Well, they celebrated all over the country. That was their business.
Were you aware of that?
Of course I was aware of it.
Were you surprised that they see him as king?
I don't see him as no king.
No, I said they. I didn't say you. I didn't
look at him as a great white hope. I told you, I don't see him as a king.
I didn't ask were you satisfied you see him as a king. I asked us, were you surprised that the people who celebrated the King Day, were you surprised they see him as king?
Nobody celebrating on King Day.
Any of that either?
No.
You don't watch TV?
No.
You don't have
TV mess up your mind for those just two
so
years.
So you didn't see online. The people celebrating King's Day.
I watch people.
They call it no King's Day. Did you see that?
Yes, I thought it was supposed to be celebrating 250 years of the Army.
They did.
Happened to have been Trump's birthday.
But how do you know if you didn't see it?
They didn't celebrate his birthday, but. Those people that the jealous and envy people, when they jealous over Juneteenth, and they want to have White History Month. I don't care about you having no White History Month. Good for you,
Maze.
What?
And
that's 8 years ago you started.
You were not aware of the No King protest.
Yes, I was aware of it. Do I have to look at it?
And what do you think about the fact that they celebrated the King?
What do I think about what?
They celebrated the No King guy.
If they want to celebrate the No King, that's their business.
And so
as an American citizen, I don't care. They can celebrate what they want to, just like you celebrate White History Month next month.
Uh-huh.
I don't have no envy, no jealousy,
How you know?
No hatred for what you're doing.
How do you know?
But those that those
how
those
do you
that
know you don't have that.
For the black pleasers that want to please.
Why? How do you know you don't have that?
Have what?
No jealousy of White History Month.
If I did, I would be complaining about. Well, why are you doing White History Month for Caucasian people?
So
I don't care
about
what you
how
do for
do
them.
You know
you're doing
not.
It. As a black man, and that's your
May.
And that's
May.
Doing it.
How do you know you're not jealous?
No, I'm not.
How do you know?
And I'm not envy. And I'm not evil.
How
about
do
it.
You know?
You, what? How do I know?
Yeah.
If I was evil about it or jealous about it, I'd be complaining.
How do you know you're not jealous about it?
Because you're not doing what you hear. Juneteenth is a day to make black people happy, to make them seem like they were somebody. You don't have a clue about what Juneteenth is about. And then you talk about the ancestors. So 250 years was done by somebody's ancestors, and you have ancestors that you was around, and they just passed away.
Mate, so Juneteenth made the blacks feel good? They feel special?
That's what somebody said. It makes them feel good.
What do you think about that?
So what is White History Month going to make people feel?
What do you think about that these blacks are using Juneteenth to make themselves feel special?
I think if they want to celebrate when they marching and doing whatever they want to do and having fun, that's their business.
And you think...
Do I have to participate? Or do you have to participate? Not if you don't want to. And if you don't, that's your business too.
But you think that's a good idea to use that day to make themselves feel special?
If it was a day that they were celebrating, is it like that 250 years, they celebrate that? I don't have no problem with it.
Mate,
those that have a problem when there's something wrong with them.
Mate, do you realize we're not having a conversation right now?
You're having a conversation. What
no,
are we having?
You're speaking like 90 going north.
Oh, and well, so I slow it down then to 20.
So you're not even listening to the question? You're not even responding to the question?
You're not asking me any question that makes no sense.
I'm asking
if you.
You
ask a question that makes sense,
that,
I will answer.
You said that
you're trying to take
black...
me down the road.
I got to go.
We're talking about the same thing. We're talking
right.
about Juneteenth. We're talking about 250 years.
Right. Thank
so,
you, Mays.
I don't know what you're talking about. So get rid of your jealousy and your envy of black people doing things and stop trying to please the CWPs and the workers that...
What's the CWPs?
Ask James, he'll tell you.
No, you said it. Everybody, you guys always want somebody else to do your history.
Oh, I do. It ain't no history.
I mean, your research for you. What is CWP?
Caucasian white people, because God did not send
and
us down here
a wicked?
To them.
What's a wicked?
A wicker?
Yeah.
It's a white man trying to be a black man. That's all confused. So when you don't understand, you need to get, you need to. Participate in stuff and stop being evil and envy. So when you're evil and you're envy or something, you're always going to be jealous of it.
You love white people?
Do I love white people? I don't know if I love them or not. I don't even know I love some black people.
Do you love white people?
That's good enough. What?
Do you love white people?
I don't know.
Why you don't know?
I just don't.
You seem to know about everything else.
For you? Is that good enough for you?
You seem to know about everything else.
Next time you're doing something, see if it's evil in it or it's jealousy.
Thank you, Mace.
So those things all is one thing.
All right. Thank you, man.
Okay, have a good one.
You too. Whew. Remember, I needed you, Lord. I need you now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Zit says, this is my question for Maze, and I like the band Maze. Would you want to forget white history and then it repeat itself again? Why do you want to struggle against colonization? You'll lose.
My Maze. Thank you.
Eli P. says, Mays says Juneteenth was made out of black insecurity.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony says, Whoopi says, I only get a mansion I call racism.
Did you hear that Rose O'Donnell can't find no weed over there in that country?
Over in Ireland or wherever?
It's illegal, she said.
Terrible.
And she missed her weed because of L.A., she said she smoked it. What
she better come on back here.
She'll be back.
Anthony, we better read the rest of these super chats later, guys. Thank y'all.
One more hour to go for. Let me take a quick break. I appreciate it. Thank you all. I appreciate it. I got to do a break. Hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
It's some serious mess going on in the world. But there's some things being corrected as well. The so-called suicide hotline. You know how they want to promote suicide to the people? Dial 988 if you're feeling suicidal. By the way, feel suicidal. There's no more special treatment for the LGBTQI plus stuff. They're not going to be lied to by people who encourage them to keep on identifying with that mess. Well, maybe they still will be, but there's no press option 3 or whatever. And there's a heat dome happening this weekend and into next week, they say. Although for some reason it's cooler over here. It cooled down today and throughout the rest of this week and next week until like next Thursday, Friday is going to heat up again, at least in LA, at least this area. That's what I saw. But there's a heat dome, so watch out. It's going to get hot for many of you guys, I guess. And a jewelry heist in California, kind of all up and down California. I was starting to say San Mateo Bay Area, but also over here in Ontario, California, not to be confused with Ontario, Canada, over that way. And also Hurricane Eric, E-R-I-C-K. Storms are supposed to be named after women, okay? All right, but for some reason, it's named after males. I guess it's a transgender thing or feminism. Same thing. Extremely dangerous to Mexico. So Mexicans, we're praying for you if we're praying for anybody at all. And Steve Carroll. Hey, graduates. Steve Carroll feels your anxiety. Steve Carroll, whatever that guy's name is, the guy from The Office or whatever. He's funny. But he's a woman, apparently, or a liberal, emotional. That's what I mean. He feels your anxiety. This is the end of hour 2 of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, everybody. The lines are full, but you can call in every so often, all right? Call in. It is Hake News, not Fake News. After the J.S. Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, my show, call in. I didn't get to all of you guys because I had a guest and I went too long with some of the callers and it was a mess. But I will try to get to you on the Hake Report and your super chats and some great stories. And then after the Hake Report, American Anchor Baby. It's Thursday, okay? American Anchor Baby. And then we have the Women's Forum tonight for the ladies only. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. It's the third Thursday of the month. Happy Juneteenth. Make Black People Feel Special Day. Shout out to Mays, my favorite caller, by the way. The Trump administration plans to end, according to Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN, the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline's specialized services. Not ending 988, 988. Can you believe it? They have a three-digit thing for feeling suicidal. But anyway, he's not ending that, but the specialized services for LGBTQ+ youth. That's the radical homosexual agenda and the radical transgender agenda. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS is Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Anyone who reaches out, meaning calls, the 988 Lifeline, maybe it's by text too, right? Probably. Who knows? Will still receive help, so-called, but the Press 3 option connects callers to crisis counselors trained to work with LGBTQ+ youth and adults under 25 will no longer be available. Crazy. Specialized service launched in 2022 under evil Joe Biden, a corrupt wolf in sheep's clothing, who's like mentally off, seemingly old, you know. In my opinion, seems like it. I don't know. Nearly 1.3 million callers reached out for assistance. That's Commie Nonsense's word for it. Changed announced same day the Supreme Court upheld Tennessee's ban on so-called gender-affirming, which is not true. Gender-affirming care, gender non-affirming care. for so-called transgender minors. Roughly half the United States have bans similar to Tennessee's, and so-called transgender advocates framed the ruling as a devastating loss. So now they're really going to be working themselves up in a tizzy and needing to call that line. Maybe you should call Bond for counseling. 1-800-411-BOND. 1-800-411-2663. I'm James Hake. Now back to Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hour 3.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, and my biblical question is a doozy. The biblical question, what is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? What's the distance between you and Jesus Christ? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever you're doing, you can podcast all the shows anywhere in the world, but anywhere in the world you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad as well while it is happening, no matter what you're doing, by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday, though we take all calls, every Thursday is Bible Bumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham.
Why, George?
A black vote for Trump is mental illness.
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't, they call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope. The Pope
why?
Is good.
Why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. What a mess. It's a spiritual battle. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you will be free. It's not physical. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Allahuabaism, anti-Semitism or white supremacism. No isms. It's either right or wrong, good or evil. It's spiritual. And get to know yourself, you'll deceive that, and you'll no longer believe the lie from the world that is physical. It's not physical. Anyone that thinks it is physical is blind and cannot see. You're asleep. So drop your anger. Anger is evil. And evil separate you from the light of God. All right? I want to, speaking of the Pope, I don't quite yet understand this story. And my producer gave it to me, but I'm a little confused. Really, I still don't, and I'm going to try to give it to you, present it to you, but I don't understand it. This is from the Huffington Post. Huff Post. The first U.S. Pope. Oh, I'm being told that's the same thing. The first U.S. Pope is a citizen of Peru. So if he is a citizen of Peru, how is he the first U.S. Pope? That's the part that we are. And the first U.S. bishop is appointed. The first U.S. bishop he appointed is a refugee from Vietnam. What a mess. Y'all think y'all need a pope, huh? And next week, that bishop is urging his followers, his fellow priests, to stand in solidarity with migrants by showing up to immigration court proceeding. So this pope that's supposed to be the U.S. pope is not really the U.S. pope. He's a Peru pope right there. I can't hear you. He was born in Chicago, I'm told, but he's a citizen of Peru. How can he be born in Chicago but a citizen of Peru? So he's a Peru pope. But anyway, do you believe that the Pope, what do you think about this, Pope? The Pope is trying to, according to this report, defend the illegal aliens in our country. Well, the bishop is from Vietnam. Why we got a bishop from Vietnam? What the? So, Pope Leo appointed Reverend Michael as Bishop of San Diego, California, in May. Watch this from NBC 7. It explains, I guess.
Pope Leo appointed his first American bishop today, and it just happened to be the bishop for San Diego. Bishop Michael Pham replaces Cardinal Robert McElroy, who was named Archbishop of Washington, D.C. by the late Pope Francis earlier this year. Pham was born in Vietnam, but fled as a refugee when he was just 13. He was ordained a priest in 1999 and a bishop in 2023. An expert at USD says this appointment is well-earned.
In addition to being a wonderful pastor, I've experienced Bishop Allen be really smart, very, very brilliant, with the ability to listen well and connect with other people in a compassionate way.
It was just earlier this month when Pope Leo was selected by the College of Cardinals that Bishop Pham spoke to us about meeting the future pope last fall and showed us that picture right there.
Why we got all these foreigners running out of a country involved in, and they just got all these foreign ideas, making our country even worse than what it already is? Why? Really, why? Here's a TikToker who is explaining this situation. Let's see what he has to say.
You guys, this is so cool. I had to jump on and say something. So, the first bishop appointed by Pope Leo, Michael Pham, Bishop Michael Pham in San Diego, is mobilizing his priests to accompany migrants to their trials and having them go to court with them to help them through the process and to hopefully deter ICE from arresting them when they're showing up to go to their hearings. This is like the coolest thing I've ever heard of. So we're finally seeing the church mobilize to protect the migrants as we are commanded to by Jesus. I love this. Love Pope Leo. Love it.
Jesus never told you to protect no illegal alien. He up there lying on Jesus. And y'all need a pope. And these are some crazy popes y'all been getting lately. Liberal, against America. Why y'all follow Pope like that? What a mess, huh? Even the Pope going to court with the illegal aliens fighting against ICE in America. These foreign Pope need to go back to wherever they came from, Peru, and back to Vietnam, and be a Pope over there, not over here. What are they doing over here when they need it over there? What a mess. The Pope, he going to go and fight for the illegal aliens. He going to help support. It sounds like. He going to support them in breaking the law. And this black, that looks like a black Pope. What they got a black name?
You mean Pope Leo?
The one who just is explaining everything.
Oh, yeah, I don't know, but I wouldn't say black. I'd say maybe some white Hispanic type.
Oh, he wasn't black?
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say so. That's not a black man. This right here? You mean this guy right here?
Yeah.
No, that's not a black man.
Oh, he look black.
Maybe it's the
he
sun.
He look black mixed. But he a mess. Whatever. And Pope, this Pope from San Diego, what's his name?
Michael Pham.
He a mess. And then the Pope from U.S. by way of Peru is a mess.
I'm not sure where he, like, grew up mostly or, like, had most of his life.
Who?
This Pope that's apparently both countries, U.S. and Peru.
He definitely doesn't sound like an American citizen, that's for sure.
I heard you say that. Well, he's a Peru Pope, but I'm thinking, no, Jesse, he's just a dual citizen. But honestly, we don't know where he's from.
Right.
At least I don't.
He can't be from Peru and the U.S. Whatever. But anyway, CNN is reporting that New York City comptroller and mayoral candidate. Did you hear that? Speaking of that, did you hear that the governor of New York is a female, right? The governor of New York raised thousands of, or got, I don't know if she raised it, Kathy Hochul, thousands of dollars, of millions, to help the illegal aliens. Isn't that amazing? And that has to be the taxpayer money. Where'd she get all that money from to help the illegal aliens fight against ICE? What a mess. The New York City, according to CNN, the New York City comptroller and mayoral candidate Brad Lander was released from federal custody on Tuesday afternoon hours after he was arrested by officers at immigration court in Manhattan. He tried to escort a migrant whom officers were attempting to arrest. Watch this from MSNBC.
City Controller Brad Lander, who's also currently a candidate for mayor, was in Manhattan to escort several immigrants from a federal building. He has been doing this for weeks now, by the way. When federal agents in plain clothes tried to arrest one of those immigrants he was escorting, Lander locked arms with the immigrant and just demanded to see a warrant for the man's arrest.
Do you have a judicial warrant?
I will let go when you show me the judicial warrant. Where is it? The warrant.
You don't have the authority to arrest U.S. citizens asking for a judicial warrant.
DHS claimed on social media New York City Controller Brad Lander was arrested for assaulting law enforcement and impeding a federal officer.
Isn't that something? The lawmakers helping, assisting, and other with other to break the law. And everybody and they mama, if you're black, everybody and their mama, if you're white, want to be arrested now. And they want to be like Donald Trump. This guy's a mess. What a mess. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Let me go to New Jersey and talk to Jamel out of New Jersey. Jamel, you're on the air.
What up, Jesse? How are you?
All is well.
All is well. All is well. Check this out. So I remember I was speaking with my dad about this, about the Bible, right?
Okay.
And he actually pointed out that the N-word is actually in the Bible.
Jamel, hold on. Your phone is messing up. It's going in and out, up and down. I'm going to let Derek work with you on it, and I'll come back. Let me go to William out of California. William, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, William.
Good morning, and I know you're well. It was a year ago I called you, and you told me to call you back, but I know you don't remember. So
you called a year ago, and I ran out of time or something? That's it. Call back.
Yes, sir. And I've been trying for a year, but stuff always happens, and I can't get on the phone with you. So today is an awesome day for it to happen because it's a special day for me today. It is Juneteenth and my birthday as well.
Oh, the day is Juneteenth Day?
Today, they say, is Juneteenth Day, and it happened a couple of years ago. And I'm like, what did they put that on my birthday for?
What a mess.
I was like, what the?
I know,
right?
Yeah.
So I had to look into it. But I had called a year ago because I started listening to you, and I had stated that I started raising my sister's grandson, and you may have saved his life because I got my anger under control, and it was funny that I found myself being just like my mom when the kid would piss me off, and I would sometimes laugh over it, and then when you said something, then I knew it was true. So I just wanted to thank you. Today is an amazing day. I've been trying to live in the moment and just watch me as well as everybody around me, you know, in the moment. And so I appreciate it.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It only gets clearer. It gets better, William. So stay with it, man. And happy birthday.
Yes,
amazing.
Sir. And I want to tell you that my best supervisor in my whole Air Force career was a black man from Alabama.
Sweet home Alabama. How old
right?
are you today?
Yeah. Well, I'm almost 59. I have a few more hours.
Meaning what?
But I was born at 5:42 in the evening. So, in other words, in a few more hours. So, yeah. So, 59 I will be today.
Well, happy birthday, man.
Well, thank you, JLP, and shout out to Hake and Nick. I've talked to them a few times in the past.
Right on.
And shout out to Maze, man.
Maze.
The woman is amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, man.
All right, man.
Happy Peace birthday.
Thank you.
Amazing. Let me go to Tom out of Long Island, New York. Tom, you're on the air. Hey, Tom. Hold on, Tom. Let me know when he's ready, Derek. Let me go to David out of Texas. Hey, David, you're on the air.
You know, por eso. Si él me quiere hacer, porque...
I come back today. What's going on? Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, you're on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy.
Hey, I wanted to answer the biblical question.
What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ?
He is right at my fingertips. All I have to do is reach out and touch him or grab him.
And what do you mean by that?
That's the distance between me and him. He's right there.
And how do you know that? I'm not saying you're right or wrong because I'll respond on Sunday, but what do you mean by that?
I don't know if I've thought that deep into it, but Yeah, he's just right there. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. He's right there.
So what now?
He's just right there. All I have to do is reach out.
Oh, okay. And how do you know that? You say you hadn't thought about that?
I don't know if I thought that deep into it.
Oh, okay.
Amazing. To be able to answer, like to be able to put that in words.
Okay.
I guess.
So you just thought about that, like, oh, Jesus at my fingertip?
He's definitely right there at my fingertips, but I don't know how to put it in words to make you guys understand, I guess.
Okay.
But that's my answer.
Thank you.
Also,
I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Brandy.
Hey, I've had sleep paralysis too before.
You had what now?
Sleep paralysis.
And what is that?
That's where you're like asleep and then you get attacked by a demon. Well, at least I did. Or where you can't wake up. You're stuck. You guys were just talking about it the other day.
Right, right. And so if you're being attacked by a demon, why do they call it sleep paralysis?
It's because you can't move. In my situation, especially the first time, it's like my hands were stuck to my sides. And the more I tried to get loose, the tighter I was locked down. And it took like I think it was like the third time that it happened that I realized that the more I fight, the harder it is to get loose. And what you have to do is not fight at all.
You have noise in your phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Now, hold on a minute. Let me let Darren check out her phone and I'll come back to her. And who was I talking to before? Was it Jamal?
Yeah.
Jamil, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me better?
I can, yes.
Awesome, amazing. Yeah, so I was talking with my dad about this, right? Uh-huh. And I guess in the Bible, the N-word is mentioned in the Bible. It's actually in the book of Acts 13, verse 1. And it does mention the N-word. It uses only one G, so it's technically like Niger, like the country in Africa, but it's still the N-word.
And why do you call it the N-word if it's Niger?
Because it's still...
It's about a name, right? Is that one name?
No, the word actually, the word means black. It means black man. It's in the Latin language, the original language the New Testament was written in.
And so if it means black, why do you say it means the N-word?
Because it is the N. It's just one G out of the N-word. It's N-I-G-E-R, whereas we say N-I-G-G-E-R. It's still the same thing, though.
How is that, though? But I'm trying to understand. If in the Bible and you see it one time and it just means black... And why are you calling it the N-word? It doesn't even spell the same way. Why would you call it something else?
Because, I mean, it is the N-word. It's not like this. All right, when I say N-word, I'm not meaning like they're being racist or nothing. Because back then, racism, they weren't being racist. It was just a way to describe someone's skin color
and
in that language.
Are you saying that in the Bible... Skin color mean the N-word?
No, just in that one instance, in that one part of the Bible.
So was the Bible calling the black people the N-word?
No, it just called one person, one man named Simon.
Uh-huh.
And believe it or not, he was a part of the Israelite tribe. And he actually helped Jesus carry the cross.
And so Jesus called him the N-word?
No, Paul did. Paul.
So Paul called that one black man the N-word?
You make it sound so crazy.
What do you mean?
But it just sounds wild how you just said that. But no,
how is that? Because it just in the Bible you said that it mean a black person, right? But you're saying that it mean the N-word. So I'm asking, and they don't even spell the same way. You can't spell them in the same way. If it just meant a black person, are you saying that Paul called him the N-word?
No, originally I was just bringing it up because I know this, like, I know certain callers, the black callers, they believe the Jews was originally black. And I thought that it was just made up. But I do, me and my dad were talking about that one black Israelite in the Bible who is called Niger, which is really the N-word, but it's not like a racist thing.
But why you say really it's the N-word if it's, it would be like just referring to.
Because I can't say the word.
I know.
I can't.
But it's not, but in the Bible, they weren't calling it, they didn't spell it that way, and they didn't call it that. It was to describe the color of a person. Why are you saying that it means the N-word?
No, I don't think it means the N-word, like in that racist way or in an angry way. I don't think that.
Do you think it meant the N-word, period?
Yeah, but not in a race. It just meant a black person. That's all. The N-word originally, like even
I know,
the racist
but if it just, that's what I'm not understanding. If it was just describing the color of the person, how did you come up with this idea that it meant the N-word and it just meant the person color? Why would you, how did you come up with the idea that it meant the N-word?
Yeah, because the word is, it's nicer. It's a word that is, we see that word and we're like, oh my goodness. But it's not like this racist thing. I call it the N-word because it's just one letter off. It's very, it means the same thing. If it walks like a duck, smells like it's a duck.
So you're saying that even in the Bible, they were calling black people the N-word?
No. What I'm mainly pointing out to is that there's one Israelite in the Bible that is black. That was mainly what my point here.
And so in the Bible, they were calling that one Ethiopian man the N-word?
Yeah, right.
Really? Even though it doesn't spell that way, in their mind, they were just describing the color of the person. You believe that it meant the N-word.
Well, the color of the person is the N-word. It's the you know, the Nicaragua word.
But I don't understand how that can be if it doesn't spell the same way. And back in those times, they didn't know the word, the Nicaragua word. I don't know how you broke it down to mean that.
Yeah, well, what I'm trying to say is the word is in the Bible. So the first use of that word is in the Bible. And
but
it
it's
not
that they're not even using that word. They're calling, they're describing the color of the person. They're not using the N-word at all because it doesn't even spell the same way. They were not aware of that. That word wasn't even in existence during their days. I'm still not understanding how you make it be that.
It's just an easy way to communicate what the word is in the Bible. It's the N word. I mean, it's not an angry thing. It's not a racist thing.
Right.
It's just there. It's just there as a matter of fact.
But how did they spell, because of time, how did they, when they said this is a black man, how did they spell that word?
Just with one G. So N-I-G-E-R, Niger.
And that meant a black man. And so,
yeah. And
nowadays, how do you spell the N-word?
With two G's.
And so why would you call that word?
I think you know why, Jesse, because it's literally similar. It's just missing one letter, and it means black. It's the same. It's literally the same exact thing, but now we use it in an angry way, like, oh, don't call me that, da-da-da-da-da.
Whereas
back then, it was just a simple word.
That's amazing, buddy. I do appreciate it, though, but it's very, very interesting that back then they used that word, they spelled it differently, and they were simply describing the color of a person. But to the blacks today, even though it's not spelled the same way, that word didn't even exist in the mind of those people. It's being used as that word. That's like interesting, right, man.
Ain't that amazing?
Amazing. Thank you, Bernie. I got to take a quick break. 888-7753. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and Stretch Off on Peeled. Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Okay, folks, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up in the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And then after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Mark that on your calendars, the American Anchor Baby, now at 11, not 12, but 11 to 1 Pacific Time. So check it out, all right? And then don't forget to support us. We need your support. Make a donation, nonprofit. It's tax deductible. And it's a way to help us to help others by going to rebuildingdemand.com/donate. rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. B-O-N-D. I've had this story that I wanted to give to you, a short soundbite of, I'm going to 28-2A, Nick. And I've been holding on to it for a few days because of time, and I just haven't gotten to it. I want to know what you all think about this. This is from WFTV. Sanford Airport police arrested a woman outside of an airport gate after they say she repeatedly hit a child on the plane. The arrest report said it all started with a child calling Christy Crampton fat and Miss Piggy. Why is this?
Airport police say they arrested her at the gate after the pilot requested for law enforcement. This arrest report says it all started with the child calling the woman fat and Miss Piggy. Christy Lee Crampton was set to be back home from her family's Disney World vacation. Instead, she made her first appearance in front of a Seminole County judge Tuesday, charged with felony child abuse. Allegiant Flight 2885 to Hagerstown, Maryland, was set to take off from Orlando Sanford International Airport just before 2 p.m. Monday. But according to this arrest report, Crampton and witnesses on the plane tell police the child called Crampton fat and Miss Piggy, telling her she couldn't fit in the airplane seat. That's when witnesses say Crampton began hitting the child with her fist and then hit him on the head with a water bottle. Then the report says she slammed the child's head into the airplane window. The child used his arms to cover his head.
Airport police haven't said how old the child is, but Crampton told police the child was very rude and disrespectful during their trip to Disney, and that after the child called her fat, she took his phone away.
Was the child with her or something? It sounded like it's
unclear.
Right.
At first, it would sound like it was some random child, but right at the end there, now it sounds like it's hers.
Right. It sounded like they were together or something. I thought it was random, too.
Right, because they're saying the child.
The woman claimed the child pushed her arm off the armrest twice.
She claims he then pushed her arm off the armrest twice, and that's when she began smacking him. But police and witnesses say she went beyond typical disciplinary actions. One witness saying the woman was not correcting the child. She was abusing him.
The report says the FBI was notified because it happened inside an airport. A Seminole County judge granted the woman a $10,000 bond.
That's amazing. So now I don't know. At first I would think all thoughts are all lies all the time. That it was just some random child there on the plane, but it sounded like they may have been together. And again, I don't know because they don't make it clear.
It's strange.
Going over to Disneyland or somewhere.
I'm looking at the WFTV YouTube video on this, and the description says a woman outside an airport gate after they say she repeatedly hit a child. So it's unclear. But I'm thinking it's a child, not hers.
Yeah, a child implies that it's not, at least it's not her child, but it still could be with her. And plus, we don't know how old the child was. That makes a difference, so we don't know. What a mess! But if it's true, look what anger has done. It messed up her trip to Disneyland, wherever she was coming from or going. What a mess, huh? Anger is evil. I've been trying to tell y'all. Anger is evil. And it will control you. You are not in control of anger. And you cannot be in control of anger. Really. You can't like, well, I don't let my anger control me. Yes, you do. You can't help it. It is controlling you. Well, I use my anger, but I don't let it control me. You're lying. It is controlling you. Even when you think you're using it, it is using you. If you doubt me, ask this guy from the New York Post report. A drunk passenger was handcuffed and dragged off a Southwest Airlines flight after grabbing a woman's hair and throwing a fist at LaGuardia Airport. What do you mean, a girl? I mean, oh, you asked this girl. Watch this from X.
Stay there.
Let go. Look at this fat lady. Look at this fat. You can't even see her stomach. It's horrible. Look at her outfit. Hilarious. You can't even show your mouth because you're embarrassed.
Okay, I'm sorry, black guy. My boyfriend's black, so shut the up. My boyfriend's a black guy.
Oh my god.
We're not doing all that.
Wow. See what anger do for you? But you think Jesus was angry. And then the black guy, I guess he said something. And shut up, black guy. My boyfriend black. What? Oh, so now, oh, that feel better then. You know what, young lady, do what you want. Your boyfriend black. 888, what a mess. 888-775-3773. Let me go back to Brandy. Brandy, let's try it again. Go ahead. So you have sleep paralysis because the demons in you?
I don't know why I had it, but I actually had it.
Did you say
it
was because of demon spirits or something?
Oh, no, there was like a demon in the room and he looked like Jeepers Creepers. He was like climbing on my wall, actually. And it all of a sudden just held me down. He didn't even have to touch me. All of a sudden I was just held down with my arms to the side. And the more I fought, the harder it was to get loose.
Why do you call that sleep? Were you awake or asleep when that happened?
I was actually asleep, but I actually didn't know it was sleep paralysis. I started looking it up after the second time it happened, and then that's when I found out that it's called sleep paralysis. But, that was like not every time do you see a demon, but you can feel one. Like, you can sense there's one or something evil in the room.
And so when you were being held down, you were being held down by demons, or you were just asleep?
I think it was a demon because I could see it. The first time I could see, like, the closest thing I could think of what it looked like was the Jeepers Creepers. What it looked like a lot.
And why do you call that? If you were being held down by a demon, why do you call it sleep paralysis?
Well, in the beginning, I didn't know what to call it, but I started looking that kind of thing up, and that's what they would call it.
What does sleep paralysis mean?
It means that you're paralyzed in your sleep and you can't move.
Oh.
And a lot of people, they say that they witness like a demon. They see a demon. Usually it's a little, though, like a little demon.
How often does that happen to you?
It's happened 4 times in my life.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
So not all the time. But the last time I realized what's happening to me, as it's happening, I could feel it. And I am starting to realize not to struggle. The more I struggle, the harder it is. So now I don't fight at all. I just let him lock me down, and then I slowly come out of it.
Is it still happening to you?
It hasn't happened in like a year.
Oh.
So hopefully not. It happened, the last time it happened was after my mom died, and I could hear her voice coming up the stairs that time. It was like, Brandy, and it was in my mom's voice. It was pretty creepy.
Amazing.
Pretty scary.
Well, thank you,
but
Brandy.
That time I was able to get up to my knees. I'm like able to stand up now. So I'm getting stronger.
And okay. So you year ago when it happened, you were able to get up?
Yeah, I was able to get up to my knees and I said in the name, I was able to talk. Usually I can't talk or anything.
Okay.
And so I was coming out of it and I said, in the name of Jesus, and it was backing out of the room, like this dark creature. That was my experience.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you, Brandy. I appreciate it. Thanks for responding to the biblical question.
Okay, I'll talk soon.
All right. Bye now. Let me go to Tom out of Long Island. Tom out of Long Island, New York. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Tom.
I wanted to call quick and just kind of discuss staying present and you know, staying present with God. And just a quick little background. You know, I forgave like 2 years ago. I started doing the prayer every morning, every night. And in the beginning, it seemed easy for me to throughout the day start staying present and coming out of thoughts. It was almost like magic as it was happening. And it was like all my fears, everything had kind of faded away, and staying present was the answer to everything. And then slowly over time, over the last 2 years, it seems like it's getting harder and harder. I don't know if I'm like forgetting how to do it, or it just seems like I'm more identified with that voice, I guess, in my mind, and it seems harder to separate from it. And So I wanted to know what you kind of thought about that, and just if you have any tips on staying present.
And when you say it seemed harder, in what way?
It's harder to kind of, like in the past, I would, as you said, I would, you know, you'd say just stay present, you know, watch yourself walking through a door or whatever it may be. And I would do that, and it would subside very quickly. And even if there was some like uncomfortable feelings, they would still be there, but it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't upset me or bother me. It would just be there, and I would endure, and I would just get through, and it was all good. Now, when I'm staying present, it just seems like I'm, I don't know, nothing's happening. Like I'm, I don't know if I'm like doing it wrong or something. And it, like the thoughts and the whatever problem is occurring in my mind, it just seems to kind of stay there and not go away. And what? I'm not complaining, right. But that's just how.
I understand. Yeah, yeah. No, just live with it. It is working. And just stay with it. Because what's happening is when you first wake up, it's not as bad. But you stay with the light and you become more and more aware of the darkness. The darkness is going to really act up inside of you. It's going to use your voice to make you think it's not working. It's going to tell you it's taking too long. It's too hard. It's too this, right? Because they don't want to have to depart from you, and they have to if you stay in the light. So that's not you thinking that it's not working. It's not you thinking that it's too hard. It's not you thinking that it's taking too long. You just stay with it. Watch your body. Watch this. And just in and out. If you go in and out, fine. But you stay present, you'll be fine.
Yep. And just... Because like you say in the silent prayer, you know, you say, don't try to avoid the thoughts.
Right.
And you also say, but don't concentrate on the thoughts.
That's right.
And so kind of like, I feel like, so it's staying present. Well, like let's say a thought comes in, and maybe I'm overthinking this. That's why I'm trying to straighten it out.
Right.
But, you know, I'm staying present. The thought comes in and then let's say quickly, don't want to focus on the thought. And now I feel like, oh, now I'm trying to avoid the thought. And then what ends up happening is I think I am being a little too focused on it. But staying present is not focusing on it. It's just being aware. It's just staying present. Does that sound right?
You're absolutely right. It's just being aware of the thought. You know, that's all you need to do. Don't argue, don't fight with them or anything. But I want to add that when you're saying to yourself or out loud that, hey, I'm not focused, I'm not this, I'm focused on the thought, that's not you either. So all those voices that you hear are not yours at all. They would tell you that you're either focused or you're not focused. You're doing this, you're doing that. All those thoughts, all those voices are not yours either. So be aware of that too.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, I'm not giving up or anything. And I do, you know, I'm convinced still, you know, all thoughts are lies. It's just, you know, I'm just checking in, I guess.
Yeah. So. And I understand that, but you're doing just fine. The one thing I want you to know about the truth, you have welcomed the truth to come down into you. You have gone and forgiven your father and your mother by realizing, you know what? I'm evil. I'm wrong for doing this. And so the truth is working for you even when those thoughts try to convince you that it's not. The truth is working for you 24 hours a day. And now that you have welcomed it in, it's working even when you don't know it's working. You're doing just fine.
Oh, sounds good. Sounds good. All right. Well, thank you, Jesse.
And you stay with it, and stay with it. But do not let it deceive you. It does not want to depart. Evil lives inside of human beings. And so they got to go and find a home in somebody else. They don't want to do that. They want to stay in you.
Yeah. I see so much evil. I mean, especially in myself, in my generation, it seems almost, you know, I'm 34. I think that sometimes when I hear your generation or older generations talking, I don't even think that it was the same for you guys as the newer generation. It's like we're completely entrenched in it.
Absolutely.
From, you know what I mean?
100%.
It's bad out there, man.
I just showed a young woman on the airplane fighting, pulling some other woman hair, fighting, angry, out of control. It is, in this generation, it's worse than I ever seen it or heard of it in my whole life.
Everyone's drowning.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that is because everything they have been taught, everything they do is taking them away from the light rather than drawing them to the light. Whereas when I was growing up, there was a major attempt to draw people to the light. Older people were examples. They would talk about those spirits and blah, blah, blah. But you don't hear that now for this generation.
It seems like maybe it was more socially acceptable then.
Absolutely, it was.
Yeah.
Because I remember when we were not allowed to play with certain other kids, because if the kids were bad, the parents would say, don't hang out with those children. Their parents are bad, too, because they knew the kids were just like the parents. But you don't hear that today. They separate the parents from the kids, adult or young, and act like the kids are bad, but the parents are not. It's just not true.
Yeah, from what I see, it seems like it was normal to stick up for what's right.
Yes.
And it, today it's completely abnormal. If you do it, you're a crazy person.
100%. You know? So you stay with it, man. You're doing just fine.
Sounds good.
All right.
I will.
Care. All right, buddy.
Yep, take care.
All right. Super chat.
Super chats.
Nice. Over on Cash App, Anthony says, who's thumping at my door? The Bible Thumpers.
Bible Thumper Thursday.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Pastor Chatelet says, Uncle Jesse, late on Juneteenth in honor of the late news arriving to the Juneteenth verse. What the amazing.
Juneteenth, what a mess.
That's right, you were late this morning.
Huh?
I said, that's right, you were late this morning.
I was?
Yeah.
When? The first hour?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Amazing, thank you.
Water Bear, here's how Jesus was human and God. Quantum physics proves that particles can exist in two forms and places at the same time. The double slit experiment. Water Bear.
That's a guy with a 273 IQ.
Water Bear could possibly have upper level IQ, but he does not look like the Korean, I think, guy. I'm assuming he's Korean.
Thank you, Water Bear. I appreciate it. Thank you.
A-L-L all says, God as Jesus, physical. They then can control God, says A-L-L.
What?
I'm not sure what he means. If they called God Jesus and then make him physical, then they can control him. I don't know if that's what he's saying or what.
Oh, okay. Make it
God
clear.
God as Jesus, physical. They then can control God.
Thank you, though. Make it clear. I appreciate
thank you.
It. Yeah.
Stephanie M, 1 Timothy 5:8, should we take care of our parents?
Not if you don't want to. If you're doing it out of guilt, no. But if you're doing it because you just want to, but you don't have this false obligation, then that's fine. It's totally up to you. You're not wrong or right when you do it, if you're not doing it out of guilt. But if you do it out of guilt, you're wrong, because that's not love. Amazing. Thank you.
Welcome, Electronics, who, as a show member, thank you kindly.
Thank you.
Steven gifted a controller with a sling around his arm, a game controller with a sling around his arm with a frowny face. Thank you.
Thank you.
For the sticker.
Amazing.
Alphabet says, science believes everything is a form of energy within the sustainable universe. Quantum, just a smaller form of what makes our reality. Because humans have their own state of consciousness, this is proof of life after, says Alphabet.
Amazing.
Thank you. Aries One, quoting that one of the callers, looting is taking back what we never had. emoji.
I remember when they were having the Black Lives Matter riots. I would hear some of the black so-called experts saying that, well, black people just taking back what they never had. Well, they belong to them anyway. They would justify rioting and looting, stealing white people's stuff. Oh, mess.
Aaron G. Seems like we all talk to dead people, and it's your fault if you listen and follow them. Interesting call from Trenton, or Trayton. Would be a cool follow-up call if he calls back.
Yeah. See dead people. Thank you.
Lin Yen Shin shares, repeats that quote, true nobility is being superior to your former self. This is what Spock taught. We need to constantly enhance our cognitive and material integrity.
True nobility mean what now?
Being superior to your former self, the Ernest Hemingway quote earlier.
That's an amazing quote. Thank you.
Madeline Three Coffees, Romans 8:29. God knew his people in advance that he chose them to become like his son, that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. I rest my case.
Baba Thumpa Thursday, thank you.
Chill and Lean answering the BQ, what's the distance between you and Christ?
Yes.
No distance, since time is an illusion. This is Chill and Lean.
Thank you. And I'll put my sister in Sunday.
Roy with Three Coffees, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise his name.
I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise his name. I praise, came praise his name. Amazing.
Thank you, Roy. Not Archangel Gabriel. Jesse, can I ask? What's wrong with the blacks? Trenton, in this case, point of what is making blacks look weak and inferior, looks up to whites like they're superior. Please, yes, sir. Can I have this job? Can I have the job? Trenton, real quick, because I love you, I'm going to tell you how the cow ate the cabbage. Man, you need to drop the victimhood stuff. He says, crap. It makes you look like a beta.
Amazing. Thank you. I hope you call back.
Trenton. Madeline with another. Keep up the good work. Great work, Jesse. I agree with you 120% on the racial stuff and 95% on the God stuff.
Right on. Thank you. Thanks for your support. I appreciate it.
And another from Lin Yen Shin. Violence equals the default problem solving of a mouth breather in most of us black folk. We don't know better. We born with a slow spoon in our mouth. We black.
Don't blame them. Thank you.
And Greenwall says, I will not die for Israel.
Why not?
A true friend lays down his life for his friends.
You gotta Greenwald? Love Israel. What? Oh, thank you.
Pastor Chatelet.
Is he in the military or something?
I don't know.
Oh.
We won't dox. Pastor Chatelet gifted the can Uncle Jesse the IQ test gauge the same skills that make someone good at chess.
Where does IQ dwell in people?
Perhaps in their brain. I don't know, though.
You don't know?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jack gave a double exclamation mark. Thank you kindly.
Thank you.
And Joel says, amazing show, Jesse, the great black hope.
Thanks for your support.
Waving. And shout out to the top contributors on the D-Live crew, Elijah Greenwald, Pastor Shadley, Bill West, and all y'all. Mikey Baseball gifted the cookie. Much love, Jesse. And actually, I got to stop there, guys.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Brian out of NOLA. What's that?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, why did you spell it that way?
Because it's a shortening. I understand it, but you don't.
Uh-uh.
N-O-L-A, New Orleans,
Louisiana. Was I expected you to understand that?
Derek apparently expected you to understand it.
Why would I know that N-O-L-A meant New
You better
Orleans.
Say goodbye to the folks. It's Tune
Oh, Teeth. And David out of Texas and other callers and everybody. I'm out of time. Thank you. I'll be back tomorrow. Open Line Friday / Black Friday. Take care. Hate Report and then the American Incubator.
Information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your themes, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, He will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before Him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
Thank you, Jesse Lee Peterson, for an excellent JLP show. The Hake Report is coming up next, guys. TheHakeReport.com. Live. Coming at ya Monday through Friday. 9